You save us!
You help us!
We are Britannica!
Hey everyone, and welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a Big Brother podcast.
Yeah, screw all them other reality shows. We only talk about Big Brother. When we talk about Big Brother, we are Brian, we are
Allison,
and we are Big Brother Mike.
Hey Brian, hey Allison, how you doing?
Oh, sexy Big Brother Mike, sexy.
Today's a sexy day.
We're recording this much later than we normally do, so it's the After Dark sexy version.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm not here to make friends nights.
Because nighttime is the right time for talking Big Brother.
So we're going to be talking about three episodes of Big Brother. We're going to be talking about last Sunday's episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about Wednesday's episode. We're going to be talking about Thursday's eviction episode.
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Hey, babies, what's everybody drinking today?
Oh, yeah, well, I actually have a bit of a sore throat, because it's been very hot in L.A. this past week. It's been very hot. It's in the hundreds, and I'm getting a little bit of an air conditioner sore throat. So I'm actually, out of my very British mug, I am drinking tea.
Well, you sure sound sexy.
Thank you. Sexier than usual?
Yeah.
There you go.
Today I'm
really, really raspy.
I'm not drinking anything today, Big Brother Mike. I'm so sorry to appear less sexy in your eyes tonight.
The thing with this tea, A, it's just Lipton. I have a sore throat. I didn't want to break into my good English breakfast tea or anything like that. Because, A, it's not breakfast. It's nighttime. But, two, we don't have any honey or lemon. And so this is really...
Got some lime.
So this is really just like drinking black coffee. It's just bitter tea.
No sugar. Just didn't put a little whiskey in to get some hot toddy action.
No, it's just bitter tea.
I don't know. You should put some sugar in that.
Well, I'm afraid to put straight up white sugar in it because it's...
Well, we got some natural. Throat. We got some sugar in the raw.
But it'll... It feeds on sugar.
Okay.
Feeds on sugar.
All right.
That's why honey is different because it coats.
Ah.
But like white or natural sugar, the boogities are just gonna... In my throat are just...
Mr. Boogity.
He's just gonna eat that sugar.
All right, let's talk about Big Brother.
What do I want to eat for dinner?
I don't know. They're like, oh, somebody's drinking.
What are you drinking, Big Brother Mike?
It's Pepsi.
That's
Pepsi drink for the new generation.
You know who else used to like Pepsi?
Who?
A CM Punk. How many episodes did I go, guys? How many?
A few.
Patrick can tell me. Patrick can tell me. He's been putting little like no CM Punks on every episode. We don't know. No CM Punk today. It's funny.
It's gone. There's no sexy left now.
You blew the sexiness out.
All the stuff is squirrels.
Squirrels. Oh, my Lanta.
Ugh.
So, we're going to be talking about Sunday's episode, Wednesday's episode, Thursday's eviction episode. So, when we last left.
Yeah.
We had a double eviction.
Oh, yeah.
Where we had James and Meg.
Yep.
Leave. Gone. They're gone. They're
so sad. I'm sad.
They're gone. They're just gone.
Oh,
Forget about them. They're gone.
I cried.
Sorry, I've been watching some zombie stuff today, so it's my attitude is very much, forget them. They're gone.
They're done.
We gotta
live. We can't worry about them anymore.
Can't go back. They're gone.
They're gone.
Zombies now. And no, I was not watching Walking Dead. I've still never seen one full episode of Walking Dead. I was watching Z Nation. That's
the chiller network.
Sci-fi, but they're replaying it.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
Because the premiere.
I watched it. It was excellent.
Z Nation?
Yeah, I watched it.
Was it good?
The first episode of the season? Yes.
Oh, see, I've been watching season one. I'm in episode two.
Oh, well, so you've really seen nothing then? Because
I've seen plenty of zombies.
But this is now season three premiere.
Oh, I thought it was season two.
Oh, jeez, you're way behind.
Oh, I believe it's season three premiere.
Well, who watches sci-fi outside of wrestling?
Well, I've been watching, you know, Z Nation for 2 years.
It's been pretty good. I like I like it.
Well, what do you know? It's only two episodes.
I know that I don't hate it thus far. I can form an opinion pretty quickly. That's how opinions work. But it's alright. It's, you know, I like that they'll just, like, walk past zombies like they're no big thing.
Zombie rules are a little bit different, I take it?
Zombies are attracted to music in this one. Or noise.
Noise, okay.
And they're very fast.
They're faster. But they're dumb. But they're dumb.
They're faster but dumber.
Yeah.
Alright.
But yeah, I happened to see that and I was like, I'll check that out. So cool. It's very much just, leave him, he's gone.
He's gone. They're dead. They're dead to us. They're out of the house. You can't worry about James and Meg anymore.
Thanks for bringing that back. Thank you. So, James and Meg are gone.
I disconnected the loop that you set up.
Yeah, thank you. That's what you're good at. So, we get, at the end of that episode, we didn't know who was going to be HOH.
Yeah, we hadn't even started that challenge even.
We had not even started that challenge. And, you know, I'm already rooting for like a Johnny Mac win.
Yeah.
You know, or something to that effect, which, you know, I'm always rooting for Johnny Mac and his amazing back hair. Johnny Mac's back hair just is slightly endearing and I don't know why.
Yeah, neither do I.
I know. I find him completely endearing.
Somebody makes fun of mine all the time.
His is different.
It's, now it's back hair. It's the same.
His doesn't cover his entire back like it's a sweater.
Hey, now.
Like it's a sweater. So hold on. I'm just looking.
Oh, looking up listener Steve's, information so we don't talk out of school.
Yeah. Oh no!
I'm still sexy.
Wait, did you not update it?
No. I'm killing time.
Killing time, Steve.
Steve.
Where's my description of what the HOH competition was? Because I'm a blanking, and I was looking to you for help, and I got numbers, but I don't.
I know what it was.
What was it?
It was the faces on the cubes, the baseball cards.
Let me tell you why I like this one. Because it was a little bit different.
Yeah.
It was still a building a face puzzle game, but it was a little bit different.
Which we've seen, but how to guess the face was a little bit different, which I thought was pretty clever.
So what happened is all the Big Brother house guests were made into baseball cards. And their baseball cards would flash very rapidly on a screen. And you had to pick which house guest was missing.
It would slow down.
And it would slow down.
As it would go on, yeah.
But it would start really fast and it would slow down and you had to pick who was missing. So, and then once you figured out who that person was, you needed to build their face out of puzzle blocks and then hit the button. Yeah. And there were several rounds and the last person, you know, the person who finished the puzzle last was out each round until there's only one person standing. It came down to Johnny Mac and Steve.
Yeah.
Which I was like, sweet, this cannot go any better. I don't care. And Johnny Mac was like, no, Steve needs to win this one.
Yeah.
Steve needs to win it because Johnny Mac needs to play next week in case it's like a physical comp.
Yep.
So he kind of throws it to Steve a little bit. Steve wins.
Mm-hmm.
Steve is HOH.
Go Steve.
Steve is HOH. And we start thinking, okay, obviously he's
well, let's see if Steve can vote again.
Let's see. Now, obviously, Steve should put up either Austin, Liz, Julia.
Yeah.
Those are your options. Austin, Liz, Julia. But in what order do you put them up? Do you put up Liz, Julia right away?
Yeah, which he kind of wants to do.
Do you do Austin, Liz?
Yes.
So, Vanessa convinces, he's like, okay, well, do Austin, Liz. And this is why you should do this. You should do it because then, you know, Julia's still here.
It's best for Vanessa's game.
Yeah. But if you think about it, then Julia's still here. You can still throw her up as a pawn, and it doesn't, you know, she's no threat.
Yeah.
She's no sticky threat. She can't win diddly, right? She hasn't won diddly. So keep Julia around, because you can kind of Victoria her.
Yeah.
And then, but then the question is, who do they get rid of? Liz or Austin? Now, Vanessa had a conversation with Austin where Austin was like, look, I just need to do what's best for me. Like, if we need to split up the twins, we need to split up the twins. So Vanessa's like, okay, but maybe you should get rid of Austin. Right? Maybe you should.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if he's willing to throw the twins under the bus.
Yeah. How long will he look out for all of us?
Yeah. Steve does put up Austin and Liz. Now, he told Austin beforehand, like, look, man, you're probably going up. You know, and Austin was like, am I safe? And, you know, Steve was like, well, no offense, but you lied right to my face when you put me on the block.
Yeah.
Which was awesome of Steve. Balls moment right there.
There was a funny little segment with Steve coming in, looking into the bedroom like every 5 minutes to see if Austin was awake yet.
Oh, yeah. He was so nervous about telling him. I forgot about that. He was so nervous being like, I got to tell him, he, you know, I don't want to burn a bridge.
Don't want to blindside him with this nom. Yeah.
Yeah. So he kept coming into the room where him and Liz were sleeping like every 5 seconds, and eventually he just lays down in the bed, and then Austin lays down in the bed next to him.
Yeah.
Not like in bed with Austin and Liz, but the bed, you know, across from it. And Austin wakes up, and Steve's like, oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you? It's like, just come in like banging pots and pans and be like, oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you? Sexy voice. But Austin, you know, he's kind of fighting for himself. He wants, you know, but he wants to save the twins though, if he can, like, but he wants to stay in the game.
Yeah.
He's not in a place where he's going to sacrifice himself.
No, you got to look out for yourself. There's only one winner, a Big Brother.
Right. Now.
But there is an out for all three of them.
There is definitely an out for all three.
Or for two of them.
There is the POV that comes up. Now, if Julia wins it, can take one off the block. Julia can't go up.
Yeah.
And then they have to put probably Vanessa on the block, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, they're like, okay, we have to have Julia win this POV. Now, Liz, when she gets nominated, you know, she's upset. She's crying. This has been the week of crybaby cattiness from those two girls. Yeah. So they're crying, oh, my God, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm so upset. And now we get to the POV. Now, the POV, everybody's playing.
Yep.
Everybody's playing in the POV. Who is going to host this game?
Maybe they'll bring back Derek.
They should. In some kind of cop game.
Maybe they'll bring back Ian.
Why not? They've done that before.
Maybe they'll bring back Evil Dick.
Nah, scour further back.
Maybe, oh, Daniel Reyes?
Not that far.
Evil Dick.
Howie Gordon?
Nah.
That's further back than Evil Dick.
Yeah.
My little favorite Chelsea Hart?
No, but what happened to her?
she was with, like, Real Player or something.
I remember.
Real Player used to do the live feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, poof, gone.
Last time we saw her at a reality thing, we didn't even recognize her.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's everybody's favorite house guest who used
Frankie Grandi?
Oh, gosh, shut your mouth. however, it was Jesse Godders.
Our old friend of the show, Jesse Godders, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Who used to be on the show every fucking year.
Yeah.
It's been several years since we've seen Jesse on the show. And,
he has been on since 14, I think.
Yep, so it's been 3 years. Yeah, 3 years. And I was like, man, all right, bring back Jesse. Have to get him off of his TNA schedule to, to come back. And, he is dressed as a ballerina because this is the Bowlerina competition.
Ooh.
We saw this one for the first time last year.
Yeah.
I like this competition.
2 years ago.
Sorry,
yeah, it was 15.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Because this is the one where they broke up
Amanda and McCray. Sorry. Yes, I forgot that. Oh, yeah, because I forgot that Derek and Amanda and McCray not in the same season, right?
Nope.
Right.
I keep forgetting. So it's all molding.
Amanda and McCray were on the racist season.
This they were.
Yes. That was the Andy Heron season.
Yes.
So you have to spin around on this thing. And then
That's
above you. Like 27 times or 15 times 15. Or whatever. And then you have to go bowl in a little like door wall.
Stopper, yeah.
Drops and you bowl 4 pins down. But it's only the little wall is only down for 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, the wall comes back up. You have to go back, spin another 15 times to make the wall go down again. Now, Jesse is hosting. He's in a ballerina costume. He's Mr. Pectacular. How many house guests knew who he was? Austin, I'm hoping Austin does.
Yeah.
Austin knew who he was.
Steve having a wrestling background.
Vanessa knew who he was.
Vanessa knew who he was.
I don't think Johnny Mac did.
Which is interesting, because he says he's a huge fan of the show.
But he only goes back a couple years, though.
Ah, gotcha.
He went back to, like, 14, I think.
Ah.
So even the Jesse appearance on 14, I think it was when he was in the gorilla costume.
Yeah.
Really, we never saw Jesse then, I don't think.
No, wasn't the last time we saw Jesse when he was trapped with Rachel Riley in Rachel Pandora's Riley. Box?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That would have, but that also would have been 14. That's yeah. right.
So, but that those are the only two that knew who he was. So, well, obviously Steve knew who he was.
Yeah, so have to Vanessa, Steve, and Austin. The now, twins did not.
No, the twins were going gaga over Jesse.
Yeah.
Look at him. Austin, you should look more like him. And Austin's like, shut your face. I was going to be a Wyatt, and I got Bill DeMott fired. Because he made me puke and shit, and he had a gun in his desk. Anywho, Bill DeMott. Read that story about Bill DeMott getting fired from WWE when he was an NXT coach, trainer.
Sexist, bigoted NXT trainer.
Yep. And Austin had a hand in that.
Yep.
So, anywho, yeah, so they have to do that. Now, Jesse is hosting, and the girls are gaga, and there's the plan that you have to throw it to Julia, right? Yeah. So they're randomly picked in an order to play, and, you know, the first round goes, and Steve's out.
Whoever is the first round pick, they get to pick who they go against.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of important.
It's kind of like that, yeah. It's kind of like that one where it's like, who you, the music one, pick somebody to go against.
Yeah.
So Steve's out the first round. Then Julia goes to the second round, and Vanessa's like, pick Austin. She's like, what? Pick Austin. Trust me. Because he can't win it anyway. That's your worst scenario is if Austin wins it. Because if Austin wins it and gets taken down, you automatically go up. You don't want Austin to win it. But they already had a plan that
between the
that
twins,
Austin was going to throw it to Julia, but later in the game so that they can continue to get the other two out.
Yeah.
Because you still have Johnny Mac and Vanessa.
Yep.
Trust me, trust me. Trust me. And they go up, and Julia, dummy that she is, picks Austin.
Yep.
And at this point, Austin's like, wait, what? Was this all a ruse to get me out of the house? He goes,
the whole house against me
is
now?
Is the whole house against me? Has this been the long con of Big Brother? Is this like a Mike Boogie show match?
It's time for the heel turn.
I loved when he said that. I loved when he said that. It is time for the heel turn. He gorillas out. He alpha males out. And he's like, fuck you. I'm gonna fucking win this because my life now depends on it. Everyone's against me. Knocks out Julia.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, why would you do that? So then, who was
Johnny Mac and, Vanessa, I believe.
Johnny Mac, Vanessa, Johnny Mac wins.
Yeah.
Right? And then, it's, who did Liz
Or was it Johnny Mac and Liz?
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter the rest of it. It got down to Austin and Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
And Austin goes and he shakes Johnny's hand. He's like, I want this. And Johnny Mac's like, fine. Don't care. Fine. So Johnny Mac throws it a little. Let's Austin
get it. Not that you can really tell, though.
Not that you can really tell. Austin, like I said, huge, huge heel turn.
And he even says that.
He does. I was waiting to kind of put this. So he goes, so he wins. Austin wins it, which is worst case scenario for the twins.
Yeah.
Austin wins it, and he's getting the power veto medallion around his neck from Jesse, and he goes, this is kind of appropriate, huh, Jesse? Huh, Mr. Pectacular? Then he's like, heel turn! And he becomes like a real, like, yeah, that's right, in the house.
Judas is back.
Judas, be afraid. And
I'm taking over. Take no
this,
prisoners.
This heel turn is a good thing. This is what's going to keep Austin from being mid-card for the rest. This is going to get him
this
an upper card. And this would be his push if only Alison Grodner and her stupid son-in-law could get their heads out of their asses and see what kind of talent that they have on their hands.
Fucking authority.
That was a joke that I had prepared just for my wife.
Did you really?
Yes. Aww.
I wish her son-in-law really did work there. Pipe bomb. You pipe bomb, baby. Let me tell you a little story about Alison Grodner. and then my mic cuts.
Yeah.
You know, we have that, she has that whole casting thing. That's bullshit. And then my mic cuts. They just recruit.
Oh.
As I'm there in my glass house t-shirt.
The glass house.
Utopia.
Utopia. I'm there in my Utopia t-shirt.
Utopia. We want to be like Survivor. No, we want to be like Big Brother. No, we want to be horrible.
No, we want to be bankrupt. We want to bankrupt the network.
We should have went and done Utopia yoga.
We should have.
That would have been funny.
It would have.
It would have been funny.
So,
you know, the best part of that, the best part of that little bowl arena.
Yeah.
Was Steve. It was this, Steve, the first time out when he fell right off the
platform. Oh, yeah.
It was like old man Jerry falling into the pool.
It was so, he like fell off the stage. Yeah. It was so funny. It was so, so funny. I like this competition.
Yeah,
I
really it's a fun do. One.
There are few competitions that I hold, like, oh, it's still, that I still hold in high regard.
Yeah.
This is one of them. It's new enough. It's fun. It's dizzy. It, you know, there's some strategy behind it.
Yeah.
It's got it all. I don't, you know, one time Steve was like, oh, but it's got this and it's messy. I don't like the messy ones. The messy ones do nothing for me.
I'm not a big messy fan, actually.
But this strategy one, I like. So Austin's got the POV, and now Liz and Julia.
You know, there were a lot of pick your opponent competitions this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this one's...
Three? Is this the third?
Well, I guess... It would be, I mean, this one's not necessarily a pick your opponent because they did assign somebody each round in the first round.
But you still got to pick from there.
Right, but it wasn't like a round robin pick your opponent.
Right, it was
but a again, little bit. It was still. It was the third one this season.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I like the ones that have a little strategy. So.
Yeah, they only use strategy.
I know. It makes it interesting because then when it fails, it's all your fault and you're a dum-dum.
It's always so fun to watch the episode after that when they reveal how bad the strategy was and why they actually did it. It's like, I can't believe you took out your own best player. I got excited. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know who I could choose from. I didn't know who was left or. I thought we were playing in pairs, whatever reason they use.
Yeah. So at this point in the game, this is where Liz and Julia just become catty twin bitches. And they just crucify Austin. You smell. You're stupid. We're breaking up. I can't believe you. It's not that you won it. It's the way you reacted afterwards. It's not what you do. It's how you did it.
Part of the problem is, they started talking to Vanessa first.
And she is good.
And first of all, Vanessa's good. Second of all, the twins are the kind of people that whoever they get their first bit of information from must be the person telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Which backfires primary, on Austin. Yeah.
Very primary.
The primary source is, yes.
So they go and they talk to Vanessa. She's like, I feel like I got played.
What are you mad at me for?
What do you mean? I gave you good advice.
That was perfect. You should have gotten Austin out.
Right. You didn't want Austin to win. And then Austin was going to throw it to me. But the thing is what the moment where I went, damn, she's good, is when she went, well, then why didn't he? He had the chance. Why didn't he throw it to you?
Yeah, and there was nothing Austin could say, even though the reason Austin didn't throw it to them was because he suddenly thought the house was
paranoia.
Yeah. And that excuse did not fly for him, not once.
Mm-mm.
Not once. Mm-mm. No, the one.
But that was such a good move on Vanessa's part.
That
Why
wasn't
didn't
when
he
I
then?
Thought that Vanessa was a queen. I thought she was the best after she talked to Austin and got Austin to apologize to her for all of this.
I can't. Why are your girls up my asshole? I'm sorry.
Like, that's when I was just like, oh my god.
She's good.
She is really good.
She's fucking good. I could never be her friend. I would never. Allison, that dress looks so good on you. Yeah, but I feel uncomfortable. Well, you should. It's fine. It's not two sizes too small.
Everybody loves boobies. That's why yours should practically be popping out of the dress. That's why it looks good, Allison. Wear that dress. Okay. Your husband will love it.
Oh, but they became catty bitches. And they're like, I'm breaking up with you, Austin.
I'm throwing Austin stuff across the room.
Let's throw your stuff. Let's make fun of him. And I'm like, whoa, this took a weird girls be bitches turn. And this is why I can't be friends with a lot of chicks. Because this is how, like, I'll be friends and acquaintances with tons of dudes. I do not put dudes through the ringer. Chicks, if you want to be my friend, you got to jump through a couple of hoops. You got to prove, A, you're not psycho. You know, like, come on. Because you know me. That's everybody calls me cool as cucumber, Milwaukee. That's everybody calls me. Not in the least. How I use that joke like 9 times at work this week. Easy going to wacky, that's what they call me. Who calls you that? No one.
People? Somewhere.
Who are these people? Get their names. That's my new thing at work. So at work, a lot of people have told me to calm down. And I get that. I drink a lot of soda. I'm highly caffeinated. I'm pretty sure my boss thinks I'm a cokehead because my nose has just been running constantly this week because of like all.
But
like,
you've been cool as a cucumber and a wacky this week, so it's a contradiction. Now she's doing coke and she's calmed down.
Well, before I started doing the calm down, like I think this week and last week, it seems like I'm on the cocaina because I'm constantly like. And I'm always amped to 11 because I drink a liter of soda a day. And
at the least.
At the very least. And the thing is, and I don't really think anybody thinks that. I'm being, you know, exaggerating and facetious. But it's one of those things where I'm like, man, how many people think I'm doing just cocaine all the time, right in the bathroom, all day long? This Allison, right out of the 80s. But it was funny because they've been telling me calm down. And so I freaked one of my coworkers out this week because I went into a meeting with them. And he was one of the guys that says, you got a lot of potential. Just bring it down a little bit. And I go, fair enough. And so I go into a meeting with him and I just go, all right, so... Here's the agenda. Do you have an update on this? Oh, no, you don't, but you promised me you would. Can you get it to me by end of day? Oh, great, okay. And I just very just like kind of went through my list, but normally I'd be like, why don't you have an update for me? You told me you'd have it by now. And then he kind of looked at me out of the corner of his eye like,
what is this
who
gag?
Are you?
What's going on?
Am I getting punked? Is this a rib? Is this a prank? Going on here? So now every time I'm with, I was working this weekend and he called me right before he left the office on Friday and he's like, well, you'll see me online on the weekend, so if you need anything, shoot me a text, which is very nice of him because I told him I was working over the weekend trying to get stuff done for this project we're both working on. Very, very nice of him. And then he goes, yeah, okay, well, you know, just stay calm this weekend. And then I go, have you noticed? You know, I've brought it down to maybe like a 2. And he's like, oh, I've noticed. It was so funny. And so now I just do it because I think it's funny. But I think that's a good thing because it's difficult for me. I can read people very well. But it's difficult for me to change my habits to go and help someone else. You know what I mean? I'm from Chicago. I talk fast. I'm caffeinated constantly. It's difficult for me to consciously think... Talk slow and with a soothing tone. You know. Because some people respond really well to the blah, 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 blah. And some people don't.
You weren't bred for that.
I was not. I was bred to be a workhorse.
You think after living with me for so long, you'd understand how to pull off the calm while frantically spinning your wheels on the inside constantly?
No, because with you, what I have to do is I have to not get angry. I don't
well,
get
no, no,
angry.
No, no, no. I meant picking up tips from me, not ordering me around.
Well, but no, but what I'm saying, I can only change myself so much, Brian. With you, the number one thing is don't get angry. Because that's when we used to fight, is I would go from 0 to 60 and be like, fuck you, man. And you would get, and I would yell at you, and I'd be like, well, blah, and I would kind of be like, because I would let it sit there and fester, you know, and I would end up saying things I regret and pretty much cutting a promo on my own husband, which, as fun as that is, does not bode well for
really
marriage.
Helps the relationship
does not bode well for marriage. So my number one thing with you is don't respond to that. You do not respond well to that. So every time I want to yell and get angry and do these things, I have to physically go, no.
Pull it down.
Pull it back. Same thing with me yelling at the neighbors. You fucking hate that. And so now...
I hate it because it scares me. I'll be sitting there watching TV, and yeah, they're being loud downstairs, and then all of a sudden, but not even at a commercial... Just, and I'm not, I'm watching the TV, she's watching the TV, so it's not, I'm not seeing her move out of the corner of my eye, and they're like, what is that? And I'm just like, ah! Jump scares me, and that's why I hate you yelling at the neighbors.
And I've stopped that too, pretty much. Sometimes they slip.
She does it in the morning, and it wakes me up from all the way across the condo.
Well, to be fair, this condo is a piece of shit.
That's true.
I can hear you snoring in the living room too, from the fucking back of the bedroom, so.
Allison tried to tell me that she wasn't watching videos in the morning on the TV in the living room, and I know she was because she was playing a PewDiePie video where he was yelling a lot, and it woke me the hell up all the way across the
car. I'm sorry.
No,
that's why.
Cool.
There's a really nice townhouse I want to show you.
What, are we going to buy it this month?
Maybe.
What?
I don't know. It's really nice.
Oh, okay.
It's in Valley Village, closer to Studio City, but more north.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it's like almost 1,500 square feet.
Oh.
And it's three levels.
All right, but back to Big Brother. That was a long tangent.
It was a long tangent. So what the hell were
that
we
talking
about?
That almost stopped being interesting. Catty bitches.
Catty bitches. Catty bitches. So finally, Liz, like most psycho catty bitches, is like... I feel bad for being a catty psycho bitch. I'm going to go crawl into bed with Austin and get fingered. Because who else is going to do that for me while I'm here? And they make up, and all is well in Big Brother land.
Austin did say that she ruined his life.
He ruined his life for her because he had a girlfriend. And she goes, but I thought you guys were on the rocks. We were, but that doesn't mean it was over.
So I ruined your life, huh? Take that fucking Judas hat and put it on the couch.
Shit. So then we get to the POV ceremony, and Austin, of course, uses it on himself. Julia goes up, and now it is twin versus twin, which, you know, just like the Bella Twins in WWE, they always got to fight, you know, but, you know, they end up sticking together. The fight's never as interesting. So they don't even have to fight because there's nothing they can do. One of them's going home. There's no POV. Yep. There's no nothing. So they don't campaign. They don't do much of anything. They just sit around and cry. And I don't know what life's going to be like without you.
You sacrificed your identity for me, but you want to be in this game more. Like, yeah, it was dumb.
It was stupid. And then... Johnny Mac was saying how he's getting jacked in the Big Brother house. Vanessa's like, dude, you're going to be yoked when you leave. And he's like, that's the idea.
Drinking his little protein shake. Oh, we forgot to talk about one of our favorite moments, and I think it was on the Wednesday show, when one of the girls mentions Johnny Mac, and then we just see him, like, pop into frame.
Oh,
and
yeah. Pop out.
I have to say the editing... whenever they're talking about somebody who's not in the room and the editing cuts to them, they're always doing something goddamn ridiculous.
Like that one where Steven's awkwardly eating an orange?
Yeah.
Who eats an orange like that?
Or one time when Clay was chasing a fly.
Yeah, it's like, what is going on?
But that Johnny Mac popping in and out of frame. Because
he was doing
perfect.
Squats. Yeah. He was doing squats with some weights on his shoulders.
That one was the best all season.
Oh, yeah. No, it was pretty good. So we get to the votes, and they're like, well, who should we get out? Liz, Julia, pros and cons of each.
Yeah.
Julia, you Victoria her. She's not a threat. What are you doing?
What are you doing, Big Brother Mike?
Julia, you Victoria her. She's not a threat. But at the same time, she can't help you diddly shit.
Nope.
Now, Liz, she can win stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat her if she's sitting next to you in the final two. So, what do?
You still get out Julia, you dum-dums.
So they get out Julia.
Oh, no, I meant Liz.
Yeah.
You still get out Liz, you dum-dums.
But they get out Julia. And I just knocked her headphones out of the freaking thing.
Allison, this podcast, you don't need to talk with your hands.
Karate chop. They get out Julia.
That's crazy.
Julia has an okay interview with Julie Chen. Now, Julie Chen doesn't look so bad today. You can actually...
Julie Chen looks really good.
Yeah, I thought she looked pretty good.
Oh, what the hell? She was wearing that little... That
it was
little
like orange red thing.
What?
Wasn't it orange or red?
No.
What was she wearing?
No.
Oh, no, I was... Oh, no, it was the Miko-chan. Yeah, she was just like Miko-chan.
It was a very, like, Asian schoolgirl kind
totally
of
totally Asian schoolgirl, but it works like, for her, you know, because like, she's Asian.
Like, 40 years, like... younger than how she normally dresses.
But at the same time, she's Asian, so it works for her.
I know.
Miko-chan!
Yeah, Asian women she don't age until 60, and then they change radically.
I thought she looked okay.
She looked great.
You did not think she looked good, Big Brother Mike?
I liked the shirt, I liked the pants, you didn't need that little flared tunic top.
Oh, her it was adorable.
Her hair was nice.
Her hair was nice.
And she didn't have so much makeup around her eyes so we could actually see her eyeball.
I mean, is that like...
She layers on the, like, the eyelash stuff, and it you just can't...
It's
yeah, that'd be yeah. The universal we, or the universal she. I don't see Jilly doing that.
Yeah. It's that lady that does her makeup.
Thank you, Mr. Eddie Spada.
Wow. So... racist.
I don't even know how that's racist.
It was like Mrs. Miyagi or Mrs. Livingstone or whatever the hell her name was on the courtship of Eddie's father. Thank you, Mr. Eddie's father.
So, Julie goes home. She has an interview with Julie, and it's okay. She said that maybe Austin will be her brother-in-law. Who knows?
But yeah. They're going to make it to Thanksgiving or Christmas. Yeah, they won't make it to, like, Columbus Day. Is that early October, Columbus
That's,
Day?
That's late October.
Okay. Anything earlier in October?
All right, mid-October.
Halloween.
No, Halloween.
No, that's the end.
No, but yeah, I'll give you Columbus Day. There's probably even odds on that one.
The thing with the interviews was, it wasn't so much the interview, it was like, the goodbye messages. Because Johnny Max was pretty funny, where he was just like, we got you out.
I'm sorry I sent you out without being able to send your sister out with you.
So when the best part about Thursday's episode was, again, a Johnny Mac moment where he's voting and he's putting his vote in and Julie's like, hello, John. And he goes, hello, lady or girl. Hello, girl.
Yeah.
He pulls a girl. And then she goes, who do you vote to evict? And then he's like, I vote to evict Julie. And I don't know why. And then she's like, thank you, John. And he's like, yeah. I love him. I don't know why I want to be his best friend. Johnny Mac, give me a call.
Dentists are cool guys.
Our dentist is very cool.
We have a cool dentist. I had a cool dentist dude growing up. So shouts out to Dr. Bentley and Doc Sands.
If you're in Los Angeles, go to Smiles by Sands.
Yeah.
Dr. Jason Sands.
You know mine? My doctor's very sexy. I go into that office and I sit back in that chair and he puts the probe in my mouth.
Shut up! This turned into some bad fan fiction.
What?
I'm not here to make friends, Knights.
Yeah. So, Julia leaves, the interview's there, and we don't know who's going to be HOH because this is the egg through the chicken wire competition.
Yeah.
But instead of being in a box, this time you have to get it over an arch.
And we have the cute
over the rainbow. This is great. It's a Wizard of Oz themed one.
Maybe. I thought
It was Lucky Charms based to me when you saw
but poor
Steve dressed up as the cutest leprechaun and all
poor
the
Steve. Brothers. Poor Steve.
It's over the rainbow.
But you know what else we didn't talk about?
What did we not talk about?
The videos from home.
Oh, those are lame. That's why we didn't talk
Steve
about it.
Steve freaked out because his mom was like, I love you. And Austin didn't even have his parents. It was like his brother and his sister.
And dogs.
Dogs. Vanessa was like, bleh. My girlfriend. Bleh,
love her. And dogs that were passed out.
And then Johnny Mac had his mom and dad and brother, which was hilarious.
And then the twins had, I think, their dad and sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they got some videos from home. Steve cried.
Yep.
Because he loves his mommy.
No.
So we don't know who's HOH, but I did like the change to this competition.
Yes.
the new skin, if you will, where
it... Not even a new skin. I mean, this was a different twist on the established game.
Right.
Like...
I like the new one. Yeah, I like the update.
Yeah.
Because it's not just like you're in a box. Because they had the one where it was like, okay, you're doing it by yourself, and then you had to do it in teams.
Yeah.
And now it's going over the arch. Now, if it was me, once you got to the side of the arch that you could drop, I'd be doing some pretty far drops.
Would you?
Yeah. I would take the risk.
It looked like...
That's right. Ballsy.
When we were watching Johnny, it looks like Johnny Back was experimenting with how far he could do it and still feel in control.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't go crazy. Like, yeah. I wouldn't just, like, let it drop from the top to the bottom. Yeah. But I would definitely not be... But Johnny, he's clawing it, and
yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, he is putting his whole fingers
He's putting three fingers in there, which you don't need.
You know, Austin's really good at this game.
I'm figuring Austin's got to be the best at this.
He's been practicing.
He is in the lead. Now, you have to get, like, 6 eggs, which is crazy. Ten eggs.
It's 10.
Yep. That's crazy. This is going to take, like, 8 hours. However, there's also a luxury.
Yep.
And I know what that luxury is, and we're not going to talk about it.
Oh.
But when Julie was like, you get a once-in-a-lifetime trip outside the Big Brother house, I would immediately not go for that luxury, because all of the luxuries that happen where they take you outside of the Big Brother house and then come back kind of suck. It was either the thing with the football players, could care less, you know.
Meeting the Olympic
yeah, could care less.
Team. Well, I mean, Dan got to go to that island. Remember in Big Brother 10, they just took him out to, like, this little island, and he got to invite somebody, and he brought Michelle Acosta because she hated his guts.
Yeah, I do.
And he was trying to, like, change it so she wouldn't hate him so much. Yeah.
So,
no, but they always did that earlier in the game, though, too.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10,
I don't want to be out of the house with only 5 people left.
Because then they're cutting deals, and you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be, I wanted to have eyes on everybody.
Mm-hmm, agreed. So this is, I would not go for the luxury at all in this, because if it was a luxury of, like, just a luxury, but they specifically said it's one where you get taken outside of the brother house, those 9 times out of 10 suck. If this was a luxury where it was just, like, random luxury, I'd be like, maybe I'll go with it, because it could be a trip.
Yeah.
Could be a car. Could be money. Right? You don't know.
Could be a game show tryout.
Could be. Speaking of tryouts, when we were in the live episode, right before they were, like, going to go to the end of the show, you hear Austin go, put me on the Bold and Brutiful, please.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, please don't.
Now I don't want you to be.
Yeah, now I don't want you to be. Pander dome. But yeah, so we don't know who's going to be HOH. Austin was in the lead when we left the episode. Yeah. But like I said, Johnny was putting 3 fingers through there, and I really wanted Johnny to win this one to keep.
We got to figure the only person that doesn't want to win this is Vanessa.
Vanessa, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because it makes no sense for her to win. She's got to be right in the middle. She doesn't need to have to take a side.
Nope. Because if Austin wins, they're going after Steve. Going after Steve and Johnny. And if Steve and Johnny win, they're going after Liz and Austin. So she's sitting pretty if she doesn't win.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was already talking about this on the show. Remember the 3 conditions?
Mm-hmm.
It was like
But her conditions were like long term.
Yeah, it was like, you know, Steve and Johnny Mac go up. And it's okay if I'm a replacement nominee. It's like, yeah.
There's no other choice.
There's no other choice. Austin isn't putting up Liz, and Liz isn't putting up Austin.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I get to decide who goes home in the vote if the nominations stay the same.
And you have to promise to take me to...
To the final 2.
Yeah, final 2.
The 2 of you.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's not the 2 of you, you have to promise to take me to final 2. And... Austin just is like, yep, okay. And Liz is like, I'm going to say yes to this, but I am not doing any of
it. What are you going to do? Say no? I mean, at this point, anybody that comes up to you and asks you any questions,
say yes.
You just tell them exactly what they want to hear.
Are you a god? Someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
You say yes.
But yeah, so really, I really wanted Johnny Mac to win this because that would be awesome. Because then they can put up Liz and Austin, get one of them out. If Vanessa ends up going home because of a weird POV thing, whatever.
That would be awesome.
Whatever. But I really don't want to see Steve and Johnny Mac on the block. And this is the week where if Liz or Austin win this, What, Johnny Mac?
One of the boys is going home.
Odds are, statistically, odds are, you know, because even if one of them wins, let's say they do get put on the block, even if one of them wins POV and Vanessa goes up, you know they're going to keep Vanessa.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you
here's
know.
The hard thing, though. Here's the hard thing. If Austin and Liz, right, if either Austin or Liz win HOH.
Yes.
And they put Johnny Mac or Johnny Mac and Steve up.
Correct.
And Vanessa wins. Vanessa,
what does she
can,
do?
Vanessa can still flip the whole thing by taking off either Johnny Mac or Steve, putting either Austin or Liz up. And
true.
They have 2 votes to vote them out.
So well, what would be so good is if that
so
happened.
Different ways. There's so many different ways that you can still get somebody out. You're not the only person that's safe is the HOH and the POV. Other than that, you can really you can figure out no matter who goes on the block that you can get another person out of the house.
And you know that might not be bad in Vanessa's favor to do that. To be honest, so let's say you know. Austin wins.
Mm-hmm.
Because from the last point in the episode, he was in the lead. Let's say Austin wins. And Steve and Johnny Mac go up. Vanessa wins POV. Let's say she takes down Steve. Right? She takes down Steve, because I think...
Austin has to put up Liz.
Austin has to put up Liz, and then they get rid of Liz.
Yeah.
Right? Because that would be...
Now Steve and Vanessa get to decide who goes home.
Mm-hmm. And I think taking down Steve would be the smarter choice than Johnny Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe because Steve is a little more like
it doesn't look as suspect
dog.
Because everybody seems to be wondering like, well, Johnny already got evicted once.
But at that point, if Vanessa does that, you have to remember if Vanessa does that, it's not you can't look not suspect.
Well,
yeah, but then if you know that person's going out, it's then 3 against 1.
Right. So it doesn't matter.
Right. And it's 2 against 1.
Yeah.
in the final four HOH competition.
Right.
She's still in a good spot.
And I think that, you know, cause at that point, there's no way for it to not look suspicious if she takes somebody off the block in that scenario, but we're so far into the game that doing that, it's okay. In my opinion, that would be okay. A, it's a big move. B, you're getting rid of somebody that Austin would take to the final two over you. You already know that Austin is dumbly loyal to you. Right?
Yeah, I mean, right now, nobody's in an extremely strong position.
No.
I mean, you can make the argument that Vanessa's in the strongest position.
She is. I agree.
But there is nobody that's in a weak position because you've got a 2-on-2.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, everybody's got the exact same chance if you're not HOH. So I think this is going to be pretty even. We'll see what the POV competition is, if it sort of skews to anybody depending upon who's on the block. But right now there's nobody that's in a disadvantage with this final five.
Yes. Now the POVs, they're always important. This year, I think they have played a huge part. More so than in the couple of recent seasons, I think they played a huge part. Now, this upcoming POV is probably the most important of the season, right? Because that's going to be which way the votes go, right?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, it's 2-on-2. The HOH, whatever, right? It could be what it's going to be.
Hold on, but next week, let's think about H. So you'll be down after this week. You'll be down to 5.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to win that. 5. You want to win that HOH is 4.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to, and then even more powerful than that is the POV. But you do want to win the HOH just so you're safe.
So you're
and
safe.
You don't have
sure.
that chance. Because
sure.
otherwise you're going to be the only other person that can go up.
Right. I do think, though, that in this week, still in this upcoming week here, the POV is more the deciding factor than the HOH.
I think,
because depending if that POV gets used or not, that's going to be the way the votes go, because that's going to be you only need the 2, right? So the POV really is going to be the deciding, HOH is good for safety, but I don't think the HOH is going to determine which way the house goes.
No,
the POV
just
is going
it's
to.
Just
yeah, and, see, that's why Vanessa getting the HOH would be the worst thing.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
even if she put up a pair, even if she decided what half of the house she wanted to go with,
mm-hmm.
and she put one pair up over the other pair,
mm-hmm.
if one of those two people wins HOH and takes each other off, you've now got to split the groups.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's got everybody pissed off. And then on top of that, you've got one person from each group on the block and one person from each of the two alliances voting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be 1-1. Then she has to break the tie.
Right.
So her total game gets exposed.
Yes.
If she wins HOH and has to do the nominations and the POV's used.
Yeah, 100%. Vanessa has no reason to win this.
Right.
Zero reason to win this. Really, the people.
Stupid for her to win.
It would be stupid for her to win it, and I think that it would behoove if you had to choose, you know, because you know they talk about it. If it can't, you know, if it was Austin or Liz, I think that Liz winning it is probably more beneficial for the team because Austin probably has a better, he thinks he has a better chance at winning. POV to keep it the same. What do you guys think? What's better for their game?
I think
either Austin or Liz win the HOH.
I think Austin, of all five people, Austin needs the HOH win the most.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. Vanessa needs it the least. Slightly. Well, no, to a lot. Vanessa does not need HOH. To a slight degree, Austin needs the HOH more than the other three. Everybody else is a push.
Well, it's why not, do you think Austin over Liz?
Just because he's sort of in the middle with everybody. I mean, because Vanessa can have Johnny and Steve. And I think at some point Liz, if Liz can't go to the final two and has to cut somebody, she's going to have to cut Austin at some point.
Yeah.
And that, you know, that point's going to come this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if Liz does it, it's better for her game. I'm sorry, if Vanessa does it to him,
mm-hmm.
it's better than if Liz does it to him. So that's why he really needs the HOA, so nobody mm-hmm. can do it to him.
Even with that POV, you think that it's still better to have Austin over Liz? Because I think Austin thinks it's probably better to throw it to Liz, A, to keep her safe,
well, yeah,
B, to have him play in the POV to keep the noms the same.
And then who wins POV in this situation?
Well, that's the thing. Austin thinks Liz will be HOH, and then he will fight to he'll get the POV, and then the noms stay the same. I think that in his head, he thinks he's this beast at competitions.
Well, yeah, but Liz won't go on the block if Austin's HOH, so they're both safe. She doesn't have to win POV.
Right, but if Austin wins POV, there's no, hey, we have to put you up. It's just guaranteed those two, just guaranteed Johnny Mac.
If anybody wins the POV, he doesn't have to put up Liz.
I'm not saying he has to put up Liz, but I'm just saying it keeps the noms the same for less blood on everybody's hands. Yeah, they're guaranteed going home.
Right.
Because I think I don't think he wants to have to even be in the scenario where Vanessa goes on the block because he still thinks Vanessa's playing with them.
Yeah.
So I think he thinks that if he wins the POV, the nominations will stay the same. It'll be Steve and Johnny Mac, and you don't even have to have the unpleasantness of putting and two. I think he wants to give it to Liz because if he doesn't win POV and he has to put Vanessa up, the blood's not on his hands, it's on Liz's.
Yeah.
Because I think he does think that way. At the end of the day, I think he thinks for himself because Vanessa is a psycho and will be like, you got me out of this game. And she may have that blind, you know,
rage
that she gets.
Well, see, plus Austin needs something for his resume.
Yeah. He needs to get
out. Beautiful. Liz has three HOHs.
Mm-hmm.
He has one.
But he's got a POV.
Yeah, I think so does she.
But
Johnny Mac's got three POVs.
Johnny Mac does have three POVs. But I don't know.
Steve has, one or two POVs and two HOHs. I mean, Austin's got the least amount of credentials.
Good point. No, that's a good point. I didn't think of that. That he does need to beef up his jury resume. Yeah,
not that this jury necessarily means anything. That really means anything.
Yeah.
To this group of people that are in there.
Mm-hmm. No, you're probably right.
It'll be interesting to see how they do the Q&As. Are they going to bring in a past guest like they've done the last couple of years? and do a Q&A out in the lawn someplace at the jury house.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to bring, I mean, who they brought in Dr. Will last year. They did, I think they did, like, his name escapes me now. Winner of 10. No, winner.
Dan? Winner of 10.
Dan. I think Dan did it 1 year. I know Will did it 1 year and he's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if they're going to bring in, Derek.
That'd be good.
It'd be interesting because he could sort of move them into directions of the questions he'd like to hear. Because I don't really see this jury having a whole lot of good questions.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, that's let's talk about the schedule for next week really quick, because of Thursday Night Football, the Big Brother schedule is changing for the end of the season. So we have Sunday's episode. We're now going to have a Tuesday episode, which is going to be an eviction.
Yep.
Then we're going to have a Wednesday episode, which is going to be an eviction, and Thursday night is football. And the finale, I think, is on the 23rd or the 22nd.
On Wednesday the 23rd. So Wednesday will be a live eviction. It'll probably be a POV camp, too, I would think.
Yeah.
You'll get the nominations from the taped eviction from Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I know they've already, the feeds were already down for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they went down from before nominations were made.
Mm-hmm.
They were down for like 16 hours.
Oh wow.
So they're putting together all the edit package for Sunday. But at the time the feeds came up, they still as of like 3 hours ago, and this is Saturday night, they just finished the POV competition. So we know we won't see POV competition on Sunday night episode.
No,
so,
you'll see it Wednesday.
So that means that'll
Tuesday.
Happen on,
sorry, Tuesday.
So that'll happen. So you'll only see end of the, HOH comp, the nominations in Sunday. Tuesday will be a taped POV, a taped, eviction, and a taped HOH. Wednesday we'll see the taped, veto and veto ceremony, a live eviction. Then Sunday it's going to be down memory lane, first part of the final HOH competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then the finale with the final two parts of the HOH. You know, the taped part of the HOH competition,
and
the final two, and then everything else. Hour and a half's going by. Bye. See you, everybody.
See you next year. The question is with that feeds being down for 16 hours, do you think that the taped POV for Tuesday, do you think that's going to be the stay or fold, this or that, how many challenge?
They've got to put together a lot of stuff.
So that makes sense. If it was 16 hours for the feeds being down, that's what I was thinking.
Well, I think what's going to happen, but...
And that's the only time they can do it. They can't do it on the Wednesday one live.
The problem is you've also got two house guests leaving the house, too.
Mm.
Because you've got to have her do her luxury before the POV competition. So I think that's really what happened and why the feeds were supposed to be down for like 14 hours. They were down for like 16 or 17. So I think it's actually because they did the nomination ceremony. Mm.
If they don't do the stay fold, I'm going to be so disappointed because I love that stay fold. How many competition?
Yeah.
I love it. And I think that with this dumb team, it would have been really fun to watch. So I'll be a little disappointed if we don't see it. Is that just me?
I know, I like it.
I just don't know if we're going to get it. Well, those are the episodes we watched, guys. It's time for everybody's favorite segment on the show, Big Brother. Cheers and cheers. Ta-da. Big Brother Mike, what is your cheer for this week?
My cheer goes to CBS president Les Spoonves.
And why is that?
He came out this week or late last week on, I don't know if it was an interview or a tweet or something like that, that said that this was the worst cast season of Big Brother ever.
I haven't seen that. Oh, my God.
He said there's usually, and he gets final, from what I understand, he still gets final say on who the final house guests are each year.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, every year we know we got one or two losers in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, We've got like 6 to 8.
Oh wow.
He blasted the whole cast.
How'd
you like to be Robin Cassright about then when he's blasting you?
Well, she, I found out, basically only gets to really,
get past half the house. Tinder. Yeah, the people that are on Tinder.
Well, no, cause people are like saying how she cast both Big Brother Canada and Big Brother US and how the Canada cast is always so much better.
Yeah.
And why?
Because she gets more approval?
Yes, she gets more final say on the Canadian side, and the US side, she only really gets about half final approval. The rest is all the hallowed name of Alison Grodner.
Okay, so which ones are Grodner's and which are the recruits all cast or is the recruits all Grodner?
I don't know.
That's what
I'd like to know.
I'll give her a call. I'll call fly on the wall. They're just up the road.
Yeah. I mean, it's cast. Her company is the one that's going out to all these cities running the open casting calls.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be ridiculous for her to go out to.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't. No.
To sit there on Tinder and figure out who she's going to get.
Yeah.
Or to go to a Lakers game.
Well, you would think, though, that, I mean, hers are probably, I would still think that hers are probably the recruited, though, because it's, like you said, it's Robin Cass that's going to all those cities. So I would think hers are the ones that Robin, you know, casting.
The people are like, hey, we're casting, come on out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she's the one looking through videos. So I don't know. All I know is I kind of want to start watching Big Brother Canada because it's the Celebrities US versus...
That's UK.
Sorry, UK. Sorry, yeah. I want to start watching the UK
it's
one.
It's almost over, because it was a short... It was yeah. Celebrities really short. It's only like...
Yeah.
Like
Farrah from Teen Mom was on there.
Yeah.
Backdoor Mom, Teen yeah. Mom. But she was like, I'm going to kill everyone in this house. Like, she started going crazy. And she was like, I'm just going to kill everybody. She legit said she's going to kill everybody with a knife.
Wow.
I have to start watching this. And
I wonder if they brought Tia Tequila back.
I don't know, but all
she
I
was
know
the first one out for some
yeah.
Hitler remarks or something.
Yeah, so exactly. It sounds batshit crazy, so I really want to watch it, so I may have to find that on the what is your
but
tier?
I still think that you should look at some of the Big Brother Canada. It's a pretty well-produced show.
Oh, well, there you
with
go.
With a great host. Arisa Kotz is wonderful.
Oh. I'll give it a
look. The production is better, and the house is better. It's
and
a
they
different
play
story.
By American rules.
Well, they do sort of, but they in the first two seasons of Canada, Canada had a lot of votes.
Oh, kind of like Big Brother for the first couple of years in America.
Yeah, but I mean even more so. I mean, it's still pretty good.
Gotcha. What is your jeer this week, Big Brother Mike?
I'm just getting so tired of Vanessa. I really am. I mean, and I don't know how the house guests get around it, because every time she tries to talk strategy with Steve, it's always, well, I don't understand. Well, if I do this one, that's not good for my game. Well, getting James out, that was good for my game. And it's like, there's never any wheeze.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, if you don't agree with her, you're betraying her.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, you know, I am an expert in game theory.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yeah, she's been saying that a little too much.
And either. It's like, and I'm so honest. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you.
I've been loyal to you. Trust me.
I mean, it's like, if she gets down to the final two, she'll probably win.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think everybody will give it to her for the best game.
Mm-hmm.
But she better come clean with everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless she's really delusional. That's the weird thing, is because she's not coming clean in the diary room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, is she really a nutcase? Does she really believe this stuff that she's thinking in her head?
Or is this all just gameplay?
Because she's just, when she gets in power, she's just, I mean, there could be three people in the house, and if she were like HOH with three people,
mm-hmm.
she'd be grilling the other two.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to flip them, and it's like, I've got to find a reason.
Yeah.
I got to find a reason to put this one up.
Hmm.
You'll give me anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do think if she makes the final two, she wins, though. I agree with that. All right, well, those are our cheers and jeers.
I can see scenarios where she doesn't, but...
Yeah, sure.
Right now, I can see scenarios for everybody getting to the final two. I can see reasons for everybody getting booted out third.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a pretty evenly split house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really nobody I hate. I mean, there's not a Frankie Grande there that is like,
right,
do not let him get the three, because if he gets to three, there's a possibility he gets to two.
Right.
It's like, okay, let Victoria get the final three. Okay. All right. Well, at least we know it's going to be Cody and Derek in the final two.
Right.
Because there's no way this girl's winning any of those two competitions.
Absolutely. Although there was that moment where we said, does Cody take Vanessa for the automatic win? I don't think anybody would have judged him if he did.
Well, you know, that's weird, because we've really never seen that happen where a medium player gets out a really strong player, mm-hmm. and takes that weak player with them to the end.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had to see that. At least I don't believe that we've seen that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can almost say Boogie taking that girl that one season.
But Jesus, we're going back to seven, though.
Yeah.
That's going back to...
True. It's going back 10 seasons.
You know,
I can't
but
say
I'm
10
just,
years, 10 seasons.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean, in recent history.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, like, come on, Andy and Gina Marie?
Yeah.
You know.
So. Well, those are our cheers and jeers, and they are final. All right, ready? So they're in, hot off the Twitter notifications feed. don't have too many. I talked a lot to Jersey Mike's. Subs this week, which was hilarious. Whoever runs their Twitter account, you're awesome, and I would like some free subs. Because your subs are awesome.
They are a sub above.
They are hashtag sub above.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I love Jersey Mike's.
I don't get Jersey Mike's.
I love it. You gotta get it Mike's way, and they just drown it in oil and vinegar and oregano.
Maybe that's it. I don't like oil and vinegar.
I love that. I love
and
it.
I normally don't, but I love it on Jersey Mike's.
I know.
I tried Jersey Mike's only once, and I hadn't gone back.
You also don't like In-N-Out French fries, so I
You're
don't
crazy.
Trust you.
Yeah, well, I don't trust you.
You guys have Potbelly out in California?
No, but I'm not a huge Potbelly fan from when I lived in Chicago.
I was always a huge Potbelly fan in Chicago.
I don't like it.
I like Potbelly.
I don't. Every time I got a sandwich, I got a roast beef sandwich, it was always really fatty.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I never ate anything but good stuff, but I was always like the small ones that were in the city. Like, I didn't know they built, like, standalone ones out in the suburbs at all.
Mm-hmm.
Until much later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To these tweets, number one fan Patrick says, oh my god, so much crying. Wah, 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 shut up.
Yeah. Crying.
He also says, I'm so tired of Austin's nipples. There, I said it.
He has been wearing shirts, like, almost all the time now.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah?
It's weird, yeah.
It's amazing.
Gets shown up by Jesse. That's what happens.
In good segue, yeah. I responded back. I said, okay, you must choose 10 more minutes of seeing Austin's nipples or 10 more seconds of Jesse hosting a competition. And then he says, I skipped that. I stopped watching. Only here now to see one of the twins eat it. Which, seriously.
How can you skip Jesse?
Come on. Get back on the train, man. Get back on the train. No one really stops watching Big Brother. We threaten it every year.
Hey, they could have brought Frankie in for that.
Ugh, I'm so glad they didn't.
Big Brother fans are very much like wrestling fans. We hate it. We hate it. We hate it. We love it. We'll never stop watching.
But they didn't bring anybody in from last year, did they? Did they do?
No, no one's come in from last year's season this year.
So no Donnie?
No,
you know, you'll bring Donnie in for something?
Mm-mm, no.
Just saying.
He'll work for Pop-Tarts. Anywho. Yeah, it's weird. There's,
Or Zach?
Yeah, Zach would have been good.
Or Caleb?
Anybody.
See, and I thought Caleb was supposed to be on The Amazing Race, and I just saw the cast preview for Amazing Race, and he's not on it.
Oh, I thought he was going to be on.
Maybe he's on the spring season.
Maybe he's on the next one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, those are all the tweets we got. Disappointed fans in the number of tweets, so tweet us.
This is what happens when you take 3 weeks off. I blame us.
They're punishing you.
Here's the thing. Blame someone else. That's what I live by. That's
I lost
what got
my
me as far as I've gotten.
Fan.
What?
I lost my entire summer suntan from those 3 weeks. under the fucking stairs.
But that's where you live when Big Brother isn't being discussed.
That's right.
No wacky life mantra, though. Blame somebody else.
The buck stops over there.
Somewhere over there. It's where I got, it's how I got as far as I did in life. Put that on my gravestone. Wasn't my fault.
Calm the fuck down, Nowacki.
Calm the fuck down. Easy going, Nowacki, as everybody calls me. Alright, so if you want to tweet us, our Twitter handle is @NotMakeFriends.
If you want to send us an email, it's podcast@NotMakeFriends.com.
Go ahead and check out our website, NotMakeFriends.com.
And look us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/NotMakeFriends.
We recently took a whole bunch of episodes down off of iTunes.
Yup.
Alright.
Because we ran out of space.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So, those will eventually be going up on the website? Where are they going to live?
Nobody ever downloads them, though. Nobody cares about old reality shows.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you want them,
you let me know. Let us know. Hunt your favorite torrent site.
Should we do a Colt Cabana or a Mark Maron where you can pay for the old episodes?
No, because nobody would do that.
Would you?
No. No, I
wasn't asking you.
I doubt that.
I was asking the rhetorical, the imaginary audience.
I want to know who wants to buy a t-shirt with sexy Big Brother Mike on it. That's what I want to know.
Hey, everyone.
Come on, Patrick.
I won't even do
Come
that.
Come on, Davey Mike.
I will not pay for a podcast.
Avery Favory's memory.
Yeah, we'll have him on with Avery.
Yeah.
Where have you been? Where has Steve been? Steve has not tweeted us.
Because he thinks we're dumb.
But we are.
I've never
disputed that fact. Wrong.
I've never disputed that fact. You know, I don't believe in luck, but...
Have you tweeted Jesse since you saw him on the show?
No, I haven't.
I should email him. YouTube message him. Yeah. That's what we used to talk to him through.
He would always send his YouTube private emails to us. God bless you.
Yeah, he's a very good guy.
Then I tried to get a free t-shirt from him, and he wouldn't give me one. And I was like, well, fuck you, what are you good enough for? You too good to give me a free fucking Mr. Spectacular t-shirt? Fuck you. I'll wear your fucking t-shirt like a fucking billboard. I'm wearing a CM Punk t-shirt right now. I try to get free ProWrestlingTee.com t-shirts all the fucking time. I tweet them. I go, I'm a fucking walking billboard. Give me a free t-shirt. Give me a free t-shirt.
Don't you mean give me a free fucking t-shirt? Do you realize how many times you said that when you got me a little rant?
Fuck, give me a t-shirt. Give me a t-shirt. Give me a t-shirt.
All right, everybody. I think this is done.
I think this is done. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next weekend. We'll be talking about going into the finals of Big Brother and all the craziness there. So thank you so much for listening. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a comment. A review and a stars if you'd like. Tell your neighbors. Tell your neighbor's dog if they can subscribe on iTunes. Dogs can do that now, right? Like through their smart collars? Isn't there like a doggy smart collar so that your dogs can listen to podcasts when you're not home? You know, like yes. The people that leave their TVs on for their dogs?
Yes. They hook up with Mark Maron's show all the time.
Exactly. Well, Mark Maron, he skews more to cats. Skews more to cats. So.
But dogs have to know what cats are doing, so they like listen to Mark Maron. That's why I like listen to Fox TV and conservative radio, because you got to know what the other side's doing all the time.
Pretty sure Mark Maron. I'm pretty sure dogs love Art of Wrestling. I'm pretty sure dogs are huge Art of Wrestling fans.
I was gonna say Adam Carolla.
Adam Carolla is another one that I think dogs would be good for. So, alright, so subscribe on iTunes.
Hey, anybody watch Stephen Colbert this week?
No.
Okay,
I didn't.
There you go.
That ended that conversation. Alright, well thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you watch Stephen Colbert, tell us what you thought.
It's like homework. Yes. Homework. Go watch Night of Stephen Colbert.
All right. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll be back next weekend.
One other thing.
Killing me.
I was watching TV, and I saw, like, a Batman and Robin serial, like, you know, from the movie theaters from, like, 1949. It was quite interesting.
Serial?
Yeah, you know, a serial. It's like chapters.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, serial.
No, it was like a 17-minute short, and it was, like, part six of the...
That's funny because...
Man.
No, that's funny because that actually came... Those kinds of things were coming up on the project I was working on earlier. So that's quite a coincidence there. So
really? But 1949 Batman. And the thing is that the Batman and Robin costumes, whatever you call them, uniforms, they look just like the ones in like the 60s.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have like a utility belt. He's got like a big 5-6 inch thick belt.
Hot.
It was pretty funny.
Freaking hot. That Batman's hot. He's got style. He's got sweat.
And the Batmobile wasn't like too cool. It was just like a car. And inside the car, he had like a police siren.
Well, about half the old Batmobiles are just cars with bats painted on them, even in the comics.
Yeah.
Well, no, I understand, but this one was like a brown sedan, you know? And it was weird. They would both sit in the front seat, and then, like Robin went to save Batman, so Robin was driving the car and using his Robin suit, and Batman was being held captive, but he wasn't Batman. I didn't know if it was the Bruce Wayne persona, because they never said he was pretending he was somebody else. So when Robin saves Batman, Batman goes into the front seat of the car and then jumps into the back seat so he can put on his Batman suit.
That's funny.
That's goofy.
Ugh. Freaking Batman.
Just saying. It's out there.
Check them out. I'm sure they're on YouTube. All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll be back with some more Big Brother without Jesse next week.
Somewhere in America. Oi, the city at night. We were awesome.
And I'm Robin. I'm the boy wonder.
Wonder.